This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Negative, Ghost Rider. That pattern is full. She is here.
I'm here.
Hello, hello, hello.
Well, hello, my people.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh, baritone actually, in that voice.
Tell them I called you this morning.
You did. You called me this morning.
I called Scott this morning, Sam, just to catch up and talk about some show things and some weekend things and all of the things. And he goes, are you coming into, I mean, do you need another day? And I go, oh my God, no. Like if I was trying to jump markets and find another job, this would be the day that I would send the tape.
Yeah, it would.
With those manly pipes.
Good afternoon, Kansas City.
Good afternoon, Kansas
Welcome
City.
Back. How are you?
Take 5 days off and smoke a pack a day each day while you were on vacation.
It's good to be back.
Drink a fifth of whiskey and smoke a pack of Marlboro Reds.
How was your very rainy Memorial Day weekend? I know you always spend some time at your dad's graveside.
Yeah.
And I reached out and said to hug your mom over the weekend.
Thanks. She actually got back in town yesterday, went to visit her sister-in-law and two of my cousins in Wilmington, North Carolina. We had a guest in town from California, a good friend of mine named Rachel, and we took her around the city. She was in awe.
Oh, good.
In awe.
What part of California?
Los Angeles.
Okay, and she had never, ever been here.
No. And so we went to the World War I Museum. We went to dinner at Lydia's. As we're walking in, the mayor is walking out, and I'm like, what are the odds? You know, on your first trip to Kansas City, you get to meet the mayor himself. And so the mayor was very, very kind. He said he's looking forward to coming back on the show. I told him you have a standing invitation. Anytime you want, you call us.
Yeah.
And we'll get you on the show. Had dinner last night at Aqua Penny for the first time.
Oh, it's incredible.
Wow.
Love me some Aqua Penny.
Wow.
Did you go for the raw bar or did you go for the full meal, the entree?
We did the entree.
Okay.
And then there's a cute little ice cream shop across the street.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a lot of flavors, but it's the
little gelato place.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And the ice cream was really good. And she was just, my friend was just completely blown away by the city. Just completely blown away.
Oh, it makes me happy.
So, and I said, don't ever tell anybody about our town.
Paradise on the plains, baby.
That'll be it. So it was good.
So I have two stories from over the weekend. One is a topic.
Okay.
And the other one is just something I've been waiting to tell you because I had never been in a situation where a cat fight unfolded right before my eyes.
By cat fight, do you mean women or actual cats?
No, I mean grown women over the weekend.
Do tell, please.
What were we fighting over? Let's start.
Well, you know,
it's usually a man.
It would be, if it is in fact a man, this is what we think happened. It would be a man that the two of you both know very well, and Scott, that you know very, very well.
Will you write it down and just show it to me?
I
won't say it on the air.
I will happily, happily write it down.
I have to wait to break to know?
He might want to come on the program.
Whoa!
He might want to come on the program.
He was on the program.
Well, we...
On Thursday.
We should reach out and just see if he wants to talk about it. Because I think over the course of our friend's career...
He filled in for you on Thursday.
Over the course
of
our friend's career, he has seen just about everything. He will tell you this. When he is doing his job, he has seen the good, the bad, the crazy.
It's his job boat, Joby.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went to support him Saturday night, got there about 8 o'clock. We were out of there by 9:30. And this circle, just all of a sudden, pretty sure during a rendition of Bad Medicine, this circle just opened up to the right, almost as if, you know when there's a dance circle and someone is going in the middle of the circle like to show you...
Like at the end of Footloose.
Their moves.
Yeah.
My first thought was, oh, someone must be going into the circle to show us their moves. Mm-hmm. And there were, in fact, three women in that circle.
And Scott, moves were happening.
Moves were happening. I am so dumb and so naive. I couldn't even react fast enough to grab my phone. I don't even know what was happening. Because if men started fighting in front of me, I would freeze and then run and I would be afraid. I would be afraid someone was going to pull a gun or, you know, there was going to be a stampede. I will tell you, when women in their 50s,
oh God,
and dare I say older, start fighting in a dance circle, you just freeze because you don't know what to do. It's not fear.
It's spectacle.
It is just absolute, is this happening right now? Concert stops. He says, we're going to need security down here.
Whoa.
One of the women, Sam, is like bent over and the other woman just grabs onto her hair.
Always have to grab the hair.
Her ponytail and starts flinging her around like a helicopter.
Oh. I would have paid to see that.
I am telling you, we left early. I texted him, great show as always. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't even know what to say about the cat fight. I've never witnessed one. Now I have.
I will say you don't want to see anybody fight, but if you had to choose between men fighting and women fighting.
Definitely women.
I mean, with men, they're throwing right hooks. They're in a fighting stance.
Right.
They're getting jabs.
No, these women were dancing to Bad Medicine.
Oh, of course.
And then before you knew what was happening, claws were out. Hair was being pulled.
So did he stop the
People
song?
People were screaming. He just goes, we need security down here. And then I just start laughing. I'm like, did that just happen? Is that really happening right now?
Wow.
You know, we've seen very mature women throw their underwear up on stage. We've seen people.
By mature, you mean older?
You know, I'm guessing these women have gotten their first AARP mailer.
You probably could have stopped at AA.
To their door. They're not quite full retirement age, but they're knocking at the door.
Bob Jovi, it was only Thursday that I had you in studio, and we were having a wonderful time catching up, and you did a brilliant job filling in for Dana, and then... You know, we promoted your show over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So exciting.
We didn't realize that WrestleMania 142 was going to break out at a Bob Jovi concert.
What's up, guys? So I just got your text. I'm not listening to the show today. I have no idea what we're talking about. Full disclosure.
Bob, did someone diss somebody's man, or were they fighting over you? Be honest.
You know, so the best part about what happened Saturday night was I did not have my eyes on that particular moment. And we finished the song, and Scott, our bass player, said, "Security, security, we need help." And I thought he was kidding. I thought it was a total joke.
Like, no.
The crowd was so crazy, because it was a crazy crowd. It was an amazing sold-out show at Knucklehead. As always.
Did you see Dana in the audience?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Dana a bunch of times, her and Johnny. It was a great night. And then next thing I knew, I saw the audience part like the Red Sea.
Yes.
And two ladies were just getting after it.
Is ladies the proper amazing. Term?
Bob, I love that you said it parted like the Red Sea because you weren't listening. But when I described it, I said, do you know how people make a dance circle and there's this big circle and then people go in the middle of the circle to dance? It sort of looked like at the very beginning, oh, we're making a dance circle and that woman wants to show us her moves.
Well, the best part about that is, and you guys know this, you've seen enough shows that had I seen it happen in real time, I would have jumped off the stage mid-song and like probably just thrust my body in between them.
Yeah, there's enough like, Bob Jovi to go around, ladies.
Right. And just tried to like keep the peace while keeping the song going. But I just didn't see because I went out to the crowd plenty of times. But I didn't get to see what happened. I just saw the aftermath. But yeah, it was a crazy night at Knuckleheads, as always.
Was it getting wild in the streets?
Wild in the streets, wow. Of course, always. Wow. It's like the last couple shows that Dana's been to at Knuckleheads, there's always something that happens.
It is, and I don't know if they were removed. I believe that they were because we weren't far from the melee, if you will. And yes. And then I was just like, what happened and where did they go and why were they fighting? And someone said, I think someone either dissed someone's man or they were fighting to get closer to the stage to be closer to you.
Did one of the women lay their hands on them?
All right.
Oh, let's keep it going.
All right.
I mean, it almost sounds like they had a social disease.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it.
I'm not even looking on the internet, by the way. This is just from my brain.
Just off the cuff. Yeah. Let's go with Dana's latter explanation that they were just trying to get closer to the stage.
I think that's what was happening. But anyway, it was a good time. A good time was had by all.
It was, and I'm glad we got to hang out afterwards, towards the train.
Well. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in the 3 o'clock hour, Bob. You are just a wealth of show prep today.
I love it. I love you guys.
When is your next show?
Oh my gosh, we are at and can't. Oh, we've got a bunch of out of town shows coming up. But
let us rephrase: when is the next local brawl?
Yeah,
the next local brawl. Let's see, June 13th. We're at Olathe Live.
Okay, so this is a shout out if you're in Olathe, and you know you're little saucy ladies. You know, this is a family show, and Bob, in all seriousness, I want you to tell Scott what you ended up doing. You called an audible. It was hilarious. Bob said, he just said into the microphone, all right, well, we weren't planning on doing this until about 7 seconds ago, but here we go. And then tell them what you said, Bob.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know what we're talking about.
You changed the song.
Oh, yeah, we changed the set list a couple times because with the Summer Jam show, there's five bands, and we're trying to fit in so many songs in such a short amount of time that the crowd was just so enthusiastic and so involved that we completely threw a wrench into the system. We added songs.
He goes, we're going to bring it down a notch. And he played Never Say Goodbye.
Oh, I love that song.
He goes, we're going to bring it down a notch. Everybody just calm down, grab someone you love, and we're going to slow dance.
Yeah, we just brought the tone down a little bit.
Grab someone you love. Do not grab the woman next to you by her ponytail.
Right. It did turn into a love fest immediately.
Don't raise your hands.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
All right. We love you.
Love you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
He goes, we're going to tone it down.
We're
going to
bring this one
we're
down.
Just bring it down. Just going to bring it down.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poor Bobby, you know, between dodging bras like you're playing a game of dodgeball and fights breaking out at his concerts. It's a
sure
boring life.
Sure gives love a bad name.
Get out. Eight of the New Orleans jailbreakers are now in custody. They're still looking for two more.
And then there were two.
Eight inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail have been arrested after more than a week on the run. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrell announcing last night that inmate Linton Van Buren was captured in Baton Rouge. He's back in custody. Van Buren was originally incarcerated on charges of parole violation, possession of a firearm by a felon. The inmate will now face, obviously, additional charges related to the escape. They're now saying that the two who, by the way, the other two of the three that were caught over the weekend were caught in Texas together.
About 45. You know you're supposed to separate. We've talked about this.
45 miles west of Houston.
They are obviously not listeners.
They are still looking for two more. One of the two is probably the easiest to identify, and it's because he has all the facial tattoos.
Right.
And for whatever reason, he continues to elude authorities.
Well, so two of the five that were remaining on the lam were charged with murder. Obviously, we know one of them.
Okay. One of them has been caught.
Free. Is the other one still free?
I don't know if the two that are still on the run are charged with murder.
Because I believe Tattoo Face Guy was one of the murder charges.
How is Tattoo Face Guy the last man standing?
Well, he's the last of two standing. You're right. I do not know. Now, see, if I ever escape from jail, I think I would try to make it in the woods like Grizzly Adams.
Oh, I'm going straight to Mexico.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They had 8.5 hours. They were in Louisiana. They had 8.5 hours. Sayonara.
What are you going to do in Mexico, Sam?
Not be in America?
Hang out on the beach and evade authorities?
You're white.
So?
You would stick out like a sore thumb.
In Mexico?
Yes.
Unless you're on the beach at the resort. Toward the beaches, I'm telling you.
Keep on going. Might not even stop in Mexico. Who knows?
Did you see we had a former police chief in Arkansas?
Yes.
Who escaped on Sunday. He is serving decades-long sentences for murder and rape. Escaped on Sunday near the Arkansas-Missouri border. His name is Grant Hardin. He was the former police chief of a tiny town of Gateway. Gateway, Missouri or Gateway, Arkansas? It's right
Gateway,
on the border.
Arkansas.
Okay. Gateway, Arkansas, where he had been held since 2017. They are not saying how he escaped.
Well, how do you think?
But as a former police chief, I'm guessing he knows some of the tricks of the trade.
He is serving 30 years in prison, was sentenced in 2017 for murder and rape.
Well, God. You know that he knows some of the people in the jail. I mean, this was probably, he built up a rapport again, because, you know, he lost his rapport when he got convicted of murder
and
rape.
So listen to this. The former police chief.
The murder
chief,
was completely separate, by the way,
than the rape.
Explain how they figured this out.
So he was sentenced in 2017 to 30 years in prison for the murder. Then 2 years later in 2019, he gets 25 extra years for the rape.
Because after the murder, his DNA is now in the system.
Right. He escaped through a secure entryway wearing a fake Department of Corrections uniform. Now, where would he have gotten that? Let me ask you something, and I know you're much closer to Toby Doerr than I am, who, of course, the Lansing dog crate breakout years ago. What goes through someone's mind where it becomes logical to help somebody break out of prison?
Yeah.
Where you're like, you know what? We're old friends. I knew you back in the day.
Here's a uniform. She has described it to me as the frog in the boiling pot of water, where it was just talk. She didn't really think. She never had a traffic ticket.
I know.
She had zero.
Squeaky clean.
Zero criminal activity in her background.
It
not
starts as
even a traffic ticket.
Just playful flirting.
Yeah, it started with flirting and he was paying attention to her. And then it was like, well, what if we could be together? And so she has said this, you know, when you go in to work in a prison or you go in to volunteer in a prison, you have to take all of these classes. And one of the things they say to you is do not give any of the inmates any personal information. Not my dad is in the hospital and he's sick. They're like, they will use the tiniest bit of information to try to get in, to get into your head. Well, tell me about your dad. That must be terrible. How are you feeling about that today? Right?
So just being, that's just being charming and being considerate.
And then before you know it, you're sharing where you live and, you know, it's the frog in the boiling pot of water. But, and before you know what's going on, the water is boiling all around you and you're right smack dab in the middle of it.
But I tell you about my dad, you learn where I live. Where is that line where all of a sudden it becomes plausible? Hey, you need to lose 25 pounds. I'm going to ship you out in a dog crate.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go on the run in Tennessee.
I don't know.
Once you build that trust, anything is plausible.
Is that how it works on the outside?
I think it can.
She was married.
Certainly, it can.
Romance scams.
For romance scams. Hmm. How many billions, if not trillions of dollars were lost in the last year globally from people who were lonely and online?
Didn't feel appreciated.
Remember someone reached out and said, I'm Brad Pitt, don't tell anyone.
Yep.
I'd like to be with you. Yeah. That poor
She's
woman
now out $1 million.
Believed Brad Pitt was IMing her.
For 18 months.
For 18 months on Facebook.
By the way, the sheriff, or check that, police chief in Arkansas pleaded guilty to the murder.
They also said that they weren't missing any uniforms at the facility. Find that hard to believe.
So where did the uniform, where did it come from then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Glad to have her back. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big move over the weekend, Sammy boy.
Yes.
Loving the new house.
Oh my gosh, it is absolutely fantastic. We have the apartment until the middle of July.
Good.
So originally we were like, yeah, we're going to take a month and a half to move. Nobody's in a rush.
Nope.
We started the moving process Thursday night. And by early Saturday, we were about 70% done with moving things.
Wow.
And now, after a very long 3 days, we are about 85% unpacked. I mean, we are almost done.
I am so proud of you because for the longest time you had said on this program, I'm never going to have a house. I'm never going to have a house. And we are very proud of you.
Thank you.
And very, very excited for you this weekend.
Thank you. I'm very excited as well.
You need a weekend from your weekend?
Oh, man, I am running purely on caffeine right now. But I am a walking Dr. Rick commercial already.
So I called him at 7:30 this morning.
Uh-huh. Home Depot, were we?
No. And I said, good morning, how are you? And he said, well, I am sitting out on the back patio, uh-huh, having morning coffee with Mary Beth and West Waldo. So I don't ever, ever want to hear anything about Western John.
Do I have a TV on my screened in porch?
I bet you
Why
do.
Why not?
Do you really?
Why not?
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Good for you, man. That's awesome.
All right, listen to this out of Leavenworth. And stop me if you guys got to this last week, but I don't think you did. A 32-year-old man was sentenced Wednesday to 12 months in the Leavenworth County Jail on a charge of theft related to a December 2023 incident at the local Walmart. Mr. Clinton Dubré, 32 years old, went into Walmart with one very specific target in mind. Very specific.
He went into the Walmart with a target in mind?
They claim that a buddy distracted the Walmart greeter with merriment.
Doing what? Hello.
How are you? God, the Walmart looks good today. Well, how are you? You know, the old people like to talk.
Floors are polished. Looks very lovely.
They were just happy somebody responded.
So he is accompanied by this guy who goes and distracts the greeter. While the greeter is distracted, Mr. Dubré walks out with, wait for it, $1,852 worth of Legos.
Okay.
Oh, this is the big thing right now.
$1,852 worth of Legos.
Mm-hmm.
Help, in what world are Lego? What did he steal the entire Lego department?
So what you don't know is, because it's been a while since you've had younger children, Legos are incredibly valuable. And by the way, and I'm not making an old person joke, why would you need to distract the greeter? It's not like they're coming running after you. They probably haven't run in about 30 years.
Okay. They also can't do anything to stop you.
No, legally they cannot.
You
That's
had mentioned
right.
$1,800 and how many dollars, Dana?
$1,852. And he took it without, quote, permission or payment.
I'm going to say
he stole it.
That is three or four, maybe five.
Stop
at
it.
At most five Lego sets.
Stop it.
No, they're not that expensive, are they?
Absolutely, especially if you're going in looking for the particularly coveted ones.
At a Walmart?
Oh, yeah. Now, the fact that this Walmart didn't have them behind lock and key is surprising to
me.
We're
putting Legos behind lock and key.
They are a collector's item. There are people that spend...
Okay, hang on. I'm going to show you the Lego Titanic, okay? And you tell me.
Is it underwater?
Well, you will be once you buy it.
$679.
Yep.
You're financially underwater when you buy that.
You don't just walk into the toy aisle at Walmart for the Titanic Lego set, do you?
It depends on how many times that particular Walmart has been hit by this. This is the new thing right now. These people are going in, they find a coveted set, they grab three or four off the shelf because there's three or four sitting there, they run out, they sell them for, you know, $200 off on Facebook Marketplace.
One Lego Fortnite character, tell me the price.
$249.
And 99 cents.
Okay. Can I quote here from the Leavenworth County District Attorney?
Yes.
Crimes involving Lego sets may seem minor, but they stack up quickly.
Okay.
Did they build on one another?
Those who build these schemes will face consequences, so says Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson.
They build on one another?
Really?
Come on, Todd, you're better than that.
If you are a Lego person, we want to hear from you. But if you are a Lego proprietor, when did this start? The only Lego thing that I ever knew was worth anything growing up was the Star Wars Lego set. Everyone wanted the Star Wars Lego set.
It's been about 3 or 4 years where they, the ne'er-do-wells who go into these stores and are trying to get a quick grab will go directly to the Lego aisle.
So, you know, at the garage sale, one of the go-to items, one of the things people always go to garage sales looking for is vinyl.
Okay.
Right? The new thing to go to garage sales looking for, Lego sets.
Well, but why would you, if they're so valuable, why would you sell a Lego set now at a garage sale? You would hang on to it.
Because you don't know what you have.
Okay.
So the collectors know what they're looking for, know what they have.
You just think you're getting rid of your kid's dinosaur Lego set from 10 years ago. It's been downstairs sitting in the storage. And all of a sudden, you know, you're putting it up for sale for $20. One of these folks who knows what they're worth says, oh, she's sitting on a $250 collector set. I'll take that for $20.
From the text line, I've probably spent $4,000 on Legos in the last year. Easily.
Okay, we're going to need you to call in, please. 913-586-7798. Mr. Dubray, 32 years old, of Parsons, Kansas. Picked the wrong Walmart, Mr. Dubray.
Is there a right Walmart to steal Lego sets from?
I wouldn't steal the one in Leavenworth County because those charges stack up.
Stop.
I will not.
Let's go to Brandy.
If you step into that world, it's going to hurt.
Let's go to Brandy in Platte City. Hello, Brandy.
Hey, beautiful people.
Hi.
Hi. I was what was called a Lego merchandiser, and I handled all of the Walmarts and Targets north of I-70 for about 3 years. And my job was to go in and you straighten up the shelves and make sure there was nothing hiding in the back. And if we had special promotions, make sure those got out. Because, you know, the store staff, they're super busy. It's not their priority, but it was Lego's priority to get that stuff out. The second week that I was on my own, I was in the back of one of those stores up on a giant ladder in the warehouse, in the back of the warehouse, trying to find the specific thing. And the security folks were like hauling in, looking for me, hauling back there going, did you talk to this lady? And I'd spent 15, 20 minutes talking to this lady in the aisle. She looked a little rough, but like, I'm not going to judge. She was looking for specific things and I was trying to point things out to her, whatever.
Sure.
And the minute I went, she saw me go back into the back. She grabbed four of the sets that I had recommended and skedaddled out the side door.
You recommended the thievery. You're like, take these.
I was like, well, these are really popular. I had no idea. I was so, so sweet and naive. But I will say, you know, some of those bigger things like the Titanic set and some of those, you can't buy those at those retailers specifically for that reason. You'd have to go to the store, you know, in OP, or you'd have to go online to order a lot of those big stuff.
What do you mean the store in OP? Is there a Lego store?
Oak Park Mall.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
There you go.
Let me tell you something else, Brandy, because we learn something new every time we do this show. Apparently last year, there's some place in California called Bricks and Minifigs. It's an outlet.
Yeah.
And thieves made off with at least $100,000 worth of Lego kits and accessories last year.
So the best explanation I've gotten when I was talking to some of our corporate folks is that they are so in demand that, and there was a big ring going around. This was several years ago. There was a ring going around where some of the big sets, I don't know, they were like $200 ish or less that were in the, you know, our big retailers, and they were, the inventory would never match up and I couldn't figure it out. And they were being stolen and then sold on, you know, the marketplace.
What is the most expensive? What is the most expensive Lego set that you're aware of?
Oh gosh, it's been a while. There was like a Mars rocket or a Saturn rocket that was really popular and really limited edition. That was several hundred dollars, but some of them, Scott, can get. I mean. You know, $600 or more.
Well, the Titanic is $600. The Titanic set is just under $700.
Does it come with a floating door?
Yeah. It does not. It should. I mean, it does come with a... You can make that happen with minifigures and accessories. But the adult collectors...
I'll never let you
really,
go. Yeah, you just did.
They really just drive it. They really drive all of it. You know, they really drive the marketplace. It's really... You know, you get the simple bricks for the kids, and it's just like... It's like, you know... The starter pack for the rest of your addiction
Brandi, one last question. I find this fascinating. Is when we were, well, I don't know how old you are, but when I was a kid.
We're the same age.
Okay. So we would buy the Star Wars action figures. Yeah. And we would, because we were 7, 8, 9 years old, we would play with them. Well, now that action figure is worth about $5. But if I had left it in the box, it's worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Is a Lego set more valuable in the box, unopened, or completed?
Out of the box, or in the box, unopened, because if it's opened and it's been assembled or whatever, they rerun the risk of not having all the pieces and not having the instruction manual. Oh. It's just like any other collectible, right? Unopened, original box in good condition, not like, you know, in your water-damaged basement or whatever, you know, those are by far going to be more valuable. Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the time.
Enjoy your day.
Be well. Take care.
By the way, this is a collector's item, but it is the most valuable Lego set of all time, according to Brick Economy, the economics of Lego. BrickEconomy.com.
Don't act like you don't subscribe.
Oh, I do. Of course I do.
The ultimate collector's Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon.
Out there?
I'm going to go $4,460.
Too high.
Oh, $3,300.
$2,500.
Good.
For the Millennium
Falcon.
For a Lego Millennium
Falcon. From the New York Times, Lego sets have skyrocketed in value, and behind that eye-popping price tag is the dark side, the underground market that fuels brazen thefts.
Kara in Kansas City. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello,
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
So my nephew has developed this very expensive Lego habit. I think the most expensive one we got for him was a working typewriter. It took him a couple weeks to put together, and I think we paid about $500 for it.
Oh, wait, a working typewriter?
Yep, after he got it put all together, you can put paper in it, and you can type. We had
no way. Are you kidding?
Nope, that's what we got him. That was his most favorite so far. But yes, he has asked for the Eiffel Tower, which I think was $900. We're going to have to win the lottery for that one.
Wow.
Well, I will tell you guys this, and we'll see if we can reach out to her. During one of the Formula One events a couple of weeks ago, I don't know that I showed you photos of this. Carrie was there. They decided to do a race with some of the race car drivers in cars that were specifically made from Legos.
Like full-size
Scott,
cars.
They made, they took the body of like whatever you need to make a car be a car, and then they Legoed it. And the cars got up to 30 miles an hour with bricks flying everywhere. Carrie had to pick up the carnage behind the Lego cars.
How do you put an engine in a Lego car without melting the Legos?
It took them 1 year to make each car. I think you can make Legos into just about anything.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Who's the Lego jail?
Here on Dana and Parks. Let's go to Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Hi. So, Dana, I don't mean this in a bad way, but you're a little naive about how the yard sale thing works. At one point in my life, when I was younger, I pretty much traveled the East Coast looking for yard sales, stopping at Walmart or anywhere that sold Matchbox cars, looking for and Hot Wheels cars, looking for the rarest ones. And at one point in time, there were some that I would buy off the shelf for a dollar, and I would eventually turn around and resell that one for upwards of $100 to a collector for some of the really rare ones. And I still, not to the scale I did, but I still peruse yard sales once in a while looking for somebody trying to dump their old baseball card collection or Pokemon card collections. Somebody gets tired of it and they just want to get rid of it, and they'll set a giant box of them out for making an offer. I just picked one up not too long ago for $100, and I'll probably quadruple that.
Wow. Let me ask you a question, Jacob. I've always found the garage sale fascinating because, and here's why, I don't go to very many. In fact, it's rare. But when I have gone to someone's garage sale, and I'm perusing their private belongings, the things that they no longer want, that they're trying to all but give away for pennies on the dollar. And if I don't see anything I want, I feel guilty as I'm walking away. Basically saying, your junk is so junky that I don't even want it.
I'll be completely honest with you, Scott, and I'm still this way today. If I go into a store and don't buy anything and leave, I'm like on edge walking out the door empty-handed.
I always say, Jacob, to be nice, you know, if you're leaving a garage sale and you think, God, no, I don't want that Elvis velvet painting for $63. Sorry, I'm going to pass on that. I always say, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. Good luck with your sale. We're looking for something very specific.
All right.
You just say that.
I've walked out of enough yard sales that don't bother me. It's more walking out of a store empty-handed that bugs me.
Sure.
Jacob, I'm on carandrivermagazine.com, like everybody is. Would you care to guess the most valuable Hot Wheels car?
Oh, probably a couple grand.
Couple grand? It is the 1969 pink rear-loading Beach Bomb van. Wow. And I'm going to let Dana tell you what you could get for it if you had it.
Wow. $175,000. There are two surfboards hanging out of the back of it.
That is from Car and Driver magazine. That's legit.
Oof. I could believe it.
The second most valuable is the 1968 Over Chrome Mustang. $40,000. This is a Hot Wheel toy.
Scott, it's the same way with anything old, and if there's not a lot of them out there, if it's a special edition, hell, even money. There's somebody out there that will pay a lot of money for something that's old and kind of not common.
So the number two one that I just read to you, the 1968 Over Chrome Mustang for $40,000 for a toy car. It's not saying how many are in existence. The one that I read before that, the 1968 Over Chrome Camaro, which goes for $25,000. There are only 20 that are known to exist.
Yeah, I was going to say those usually don't pop up at yard sales, though.
Okay, buddy.
By the way, the first one that you mentioned is one of one. That's why it's so valuable.
They only made one.
It never went into production. They made a prototype, decided against it. One of one.
Ashley and KCK. Hello.
Hey, guys. I think part of the reason that Lego has become so popular over the past few years, again, is because there's a show, Lego Masters. And what those people build with Lego is incredible. They had a competition on one of the episodes, the first season, where they had to build bridges. And the bridge that could hold the most weight was the winner. They had like 1,000 pounds worth of weight and had to go get the bags that I guess were sandbags for the cameras because they ran out of weight and ended up with 5,000 pounds on one of those bridges. It still didn't break. It is a great show, but I think that's where a lot of it's coming from. They used to have a Lego R2-D2 that was super expensive as well.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yes. Where have I heard about that?
I know your Star Wars nerd friends.
Now, when you go to a garage sale, do you just pay them whatever's on the sticker? Or do you walk up and you're like, hey, you got this Lego set for $4. I'll give you two.
I have never been able to argue somebody's garage sale price down. I feel guilty doing it.
I have never paid the list price on a Facebook Marketplace item.
So you always argue them down?
Not at a garage sale, just for Facebook Marketplace.
What if it was at a garage sale?
I've never done it. I don't know.
You've never been to a garage sale?
No, I have. I've never argued down a price at a garage sale.
All right. Quick break for the news, 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.